A billboard by a busy street has been the talk of the town in Glenview, Illinois. That's north of Chicago. Some drivers were offended by it. It advertised a beauty salon and plastic surgery clinic. So, as Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildebohr reports, one mom took action.
Regina Tebow was driving her dark green minivan past Target and Kohl's when she passed a racy billboard. It so offended her that she turned at the next light and went straight to the village hall to see what could be done.
The owner was creating business for himself, and the community was paying the price for this kind of provocative image.
The image was a side view of a woman on her stomach on the beach, propped up on her elbows. She's wearing an off-the-shoulder top and seemingly nothing else. Lines point to problem body parts like cellulite and saddlebags on her thighs and offer solutions like lipodissolve. But the model is stunningly beautiful, and there are no traces of cellulite anywhere. The business owners refused to remove the billboard. Dr. Stephen Block owns the plastic surgery arm of the business.
More people would be offended had we put a fat, unattractive person up there. I think that there would have been an equal outcry. And so it's like, if that's the case, you really can't win.
You ready?
Yeah.
This is what we do. You know, we do beauty.
Block's business partner, Pascal Ibge, owns the salon half of the business.
I think a woman is an art. You know, some of them get some just beautiful figures and gorgeous shape and forms. And we all try to reach a perfection in a certain way to our own level, okay? So I'm surely knew what is perfect.
Ibge says the billboard is tame compared to ads in Paris, his hometown, or even ads in American magazines.
If you take Vogue, Bazaar, Glamour, Mademoiselle, all those magazines are revealing underwears and Victoria's Secret ads. Do you think my ad is as, how we said that, revealing as Victoria's Secret? I don't think so.
Glenview resident Margaret Dash agrees with Ibge that kids are bombarded with revealing images. But she says that's all the more reason not to add another.
I don't know why in a town like this, particularly that's supposed to be so family-oriented, that something like this would have been put up.
Dash isn't alone. A few local moms banded together to get the billboard taken down. They collected signatures and wrote letters to the editor of a community paper. Then the Chicago Tribune ran a story and network TV picked it up as well. That's when Clear Channel, which owns the billboard, ordered it removed. Clear Channel did not return repeated calls for comment. The moms celebrated their victory by getting together for coffee and cookies. Meg Phelan worries about her daughters and complains about party girl icons Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan. Phelan says she's powerless to change the television or movie industries, but she was able to do something about the billboard on Willow Road.
This was here, kind of on our territory. I mean, this was something tangible that we could really wrap our arms around and make a difference.
Phelan and the other mothers don't have another cause yet, but they plan to stay in touch and work together in the future. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildebohr in Chicago.